Well, our guest has just suggested a track, and we will be playing that after the interview. It's on our system. We welcome this morning Rebecca Hawker back to Cambridge 105 Radio. She's been in before to talk about St John's Players, the very active amateur dramatic, I never like to call them amateurs because they do their production so well, over at Forbourne at the Townley Memorial Hall there. But she's not acting this particular season, because she wants to focus on what we're going to talk about next, which is the Cambridge, east side of Cambridge, big celebration that occurs in September. We'll give you the dates and some much more information. Now, it's the Cherry Hinton Festival. We welcome back Becky Hawker, Rebecca
Hi,
Hawker,
Phil.
To the programme. Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having me again.
We're able to do one live. It's great because you're on summer holidays, so you can join us anyway. Love the website. Very colourful, as always. Rebecca, you are particularly involved with the big last huzzah of the event, which is on the Saturday. It's actually the 22nd of September. We'll probably start backwards and ask you about that one, because you're on the committee and you're responsible for the big festival day.
Yes, that's right. So I'm part of a very big committee, actually, of people that help put together this event, all volunteers. And my specific area of responsibility is for the music stage, which we have a lot of support for this year from Cambridge 105, as we have done in previous years, which is much appreciated. So Matt Webb will be comparing that music stage for us.
Very Matt Webb. Follows me this afternoon.
Yeah. So we're very grateful to Cambridge 105 again for their continued support with that. So that's my main focus, is the music stage. And then I have committee colleagues that are looking after the community performance arena, the children's marquee, for example. And we're all very well led by my friend and colleague, Kate Jones, who heads up the committee along with Ali Sanders. So we've got a number of people on the committee contributing on a voluntary basis to putting together this community event.
Kate and Ali, sort of the kingpins, chair and vice chair for your committee. How many of you over the year, I mean, this is obviously we're getting towards the big build-up, the final month, the sort of T-1 month before the
don't
event.
Don't remind me.
Becky, well, I have to, I'm afraid. There's no time to rest on this one.
Nope.
How many of you on the committee that looking after, even in the winter months, you must be doing reviews, how well last year went, looking ahead to the next year and thinking, oh, we're going to get a sponsor. How many people are working on this?
Definitely, yeah. We do, well, it kind of varies actually from year to year, because obviously, because we're all volunteers, people can kind of only contribute what they can in terms of their own personal time. So, but the core committee are around, off the top of my head, and I can't count everyone that quickly, but I think we're sort of around maybe sort of 7 or 8 people. But then we have, as I say, some people kind of coming in and coming out at various times to sort of help out and pitch in. It's the 33rd one this year in its current form.
Yes.
And it's my fifth that I've been involved in. So, yeah, we're kind of, we feel like we're definitely in our stride now. The first one or two of the ones that we kind of helped put together were a little bit more involved, shall we say, as we were finding our feet. But now we've done a few and we've got a few under our belt. It's becoming a little bit more straightforward, shall we say. Although I don't really want to say that, because when it gets to this time of year, we're all a bit like frantic and fraught.
But, I'm sure it'll go fine. You've got until Saturday the 15th of September when the first event takes place, Becky. But are you get enough volunteers on the day that turn up, or are you always looking for more people to help?
We are always looking for volunteers to help us out for Festival Day on the 22nd. So if any of the listeners tuning in at the moment, or anyone that's listening online, can help us, even if it's just 1 or 2 hours on the day, we'd be really grateful. We have a website, obviously, that you can find all the information out on, which is www.cherryhintonfestival.org. That's all one word, Cherry Hinton Festival. And there should be an email address on there that you can find to get in touch with us if you can give us 1 or 2 hours of your day on the 22nd to help out. That would be very much appreciated.
Drop them a line. It's info@cherryhintonfestival.org. The email address, Becky's hit the website for you, but it's info@cherryhintonfestival.org. If you want to get involved and give them a hand, because you've got big marquees, which presumably you get, you hire in and get sort of professionals to do the sort of putting up of these bigger areas.
Absolutely,
of the
yeah.
site.
Yeah.
And the site itself, well, we should say where it is. If you know Cherry Hinton, Cherry Hinton High Street, then it's the recreation ground there, which for the big day,
Yes, not to be confused with Cherry Hinton Hall. We've had a few people go to Cherry Hinton Hall. So it's not on Cherry Hinton Hall. It's on the recreation ground, as you say, on the high street there.
Head a bit further east, out of Cherry Hinton Road, towards Fulbourne Road. If you know the pub there, which is the Robin Hood, do a left there at those big traffic lights and you'll find yourself going down to Cherry Hinton High Street. What about parking for people? You'll have people who come on the bikes and walk there.
Sure. But yeah, there's no parking on site, unfortunately, for the visitors to Festival Day. But Cherry Hinton is very well served by regular buses. And so we would encourage people to use sort of more greener forms of transport to get to Festival Day, because the parking around the streets is very limited. And obviously we want to keep a good relationship as much as we can with the residents. So we don't want to upset people by encouraging people to drive and park on their outside their houses, etc. So we would definitely encourage people to use public transport or more greener forms of transport to get to the event on the day.
32 years are under the belts, not of yourself necessarily, Rebecca, but other people who came before you to organise this event. Over the years, has it grown, got bigger and bigger?
It has. I mean, we have sort of a fluctuating amount of visitors year on year, but I would say sort of on an average of about 5,000 visitors come on Festival Day. Mm. It's a completely free event to get into. So if anyone's worried about, oh, how much is it going to cost me? It's free admission. All of the attractions that we put on are absolutely free, so you don't have to pay. So this year we've got a time travelers theme this year.
Yes, we'll get onto that. Actually, what you've done is you've really put the boat out this year when it comes to, you know, using the expression of you've really found something very interesting to add. We'll talk about some of the other events, but on the actual festival day.
Yes, we've got lots and lots of things for people to do. A couple of the big highlights, for us is we've got a 100-seat inflatable planetarium coming on site, and they'll be doing a selection of one-hour shows that people need to sort of show up for, so a maximum of 100 people per hour. That, for us, is a big kind of highlight. We've also got a gyroscope, so people can experience weightlessness, like an astronaut in the gyroscope. And we also have some sort of more back in time attractions, if you like. The main one for us, or one big focus for us, is an animatronic dinosaur. So we've got a sort of a whole kind of dinosaur theme going on in some parts of the site as well. So lots and lots of things for people to do. And as I say, all of the attractions that we put on are free. We will have some people coming and bringing stalls to sell their goods. Obviously, that will be, you know, a cost involved there. But everything we organise, everything we put on for our visitors is absolutely free. And there's no entry fee either.
A community initiative, Rebecca, community-driven, which is great. Hopefully the dinosaur's not going to scare the very young ones among the families.
Well,
there.
If they don't, then the Daleks, the Stormtroopers, might do. No, they won't. They'll
You've got
fine.
Some Daleks there as well.
There's some Daleks, the Stormtroopers, and we also have a DeLorean.
Oh, right. So we really are going back to the future.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got the DeLorean coming on site as well.
That built in Northern Ireland at one time. They're built in Belfast, I think the DeLorean car company was, all those years ago, with the gull wing doors. Oh, that'd be fantastic to see one of those. There'd be a few car connoisseurs that'd be pouring round one of those. I don't know who's bringing that along for you, but these people you're finding, I mean, you've certainly got some creativity going on with this year's theme, and I had to trawl around to find all these ideas of people that you can get to come along. One of the exhibits is actually coming all the way up from Hertfordshire.
That's right, that's the planetarium,
So the whole thing's been sort of packed away in the back of a whatever van. The University of Hertfordshire's Bayfordbury Observatory is bringing the biggest mobile planetarium in the country, which, as you mentioned, seats 100 people.
Absolutely.
It's the centrepiece for the festival's Time Travellers themed event. Do go along to this. If you got 5,000 people last year, I'm sure you're going to get 6,000 or more this year. And, of course, you've got a music stage going on in the corner.
Yep. Compared
by
music stage,
Matt. Mm-hmm. And you found some bands, because Cambridge 105 Radio normally helps you find some local bands and artists.
Yes, we've got a selection of local bands and artists. We've got 5 in total, which we're very excited about. Opening up the music stage on the day is Level Up, who are a very young new band that hail from Swavesey Village College. So very much looking forward to listening to them. We've got the Electron Thieves. Some of their members work at Arm, who of course are our main sponsor. We've got Phil Watts doing an 80s unplugged set. Those of you that are fans of the Back to the 80s band around the Cambridge scene will know Phil is a key member of that band. So he's doing his own 80s unplugged set. And then we've got a young lady called Estrella coming to do a set, an acoustic set, I believe, some covers and some of her own compositions. And then rounding up the day, we've got the Hopeless Causes, which I think will get us all on our feet, having a bit of a jig at the end of the day. So I'm really excited about that. And as you say, all aptly compared by your very own Matt.
Yes, ably and nobly by Matt here. Sponsors, we give them a mention because, you know, they're putting in their money to help you out. Redgate have been one of the sponsors this year. Give them a cheer from the Cambridge Science Park. Also, Marshall Engineering here in Cambridge. And also, you've been funded by Cambridge City Council's community grants.
Yep, that's right.
Which puts forward some money. If we wanted to, then we see all this wonderful free entertainment, Becky. We have some buckets going around the site, so we can put some money in.
Yes, we will. We always like to do a collection on the day as well. So we appeal to everyone's generosity to help us continue to put this absolutely free event on for the community. And when I say community, I don't just mean people that live in Cherry Hinton. Community to me means just bringing people together from wherever they are. So we don't want people to think, oh, it's Cherry Hinton, it doesn't apply to me, it's nothing to do with me. Please just come along. As I say, without the generosity of our sponsors like Arm and Anderson, you know, we wouldn't be able to put on this completely free event. And with the buckets going around at the end of the day, that really does help us to plan for next year and put something on that people will remember, make some memories at. So we do encourage people to dig deep and just give us a few pounds at the end of the day. That'd be amazing.
And you'll sit down afterwards and go through it, as we said earlier on, and then come up with a theme for next year.
Yes.
So that whatever that will be, we don't know yet.
No, let's get over this
It's going to be wonderful. Don't worry. Relax. Deep breath, Becky and the rest of the committee. It's on from the 15th to the 22nd of September. And the new events have got this year. Well, some... we get the church joining in Cherry Hinton as well. St Andrew's Church is the parish church for Cherry Hinton, and the Cherry Hinton bell ringers will be marking the start of the festival week with a peal at 3 the previous Saturday the 15th of September at St Andrew's Church. You've also got some beer going on.
Yes.
Does the vicar approve of this one?
I think she must do, otherwise she wouldn't have allowed it to happen in the church.
Yes,
we've got Thirsty Beer Garden.
Oh, is it in the church or outside the church?
I believe it might be a mixture of both. Yeah. I myself haven't been personally involved in the organisation of that particular event, but I'm very excited about volunteering at it. I shall be there helping out on the day and sampling some of the beer, hopefully, if Kate allows me to. Yes, we're very excited about that. Thirsty Beer Garden bringing along their fine craft ales for the day on the 15th.
That's Thirsty Cambridge. We featured Thirsty Cambridge quite a lot on Cambridge 105 Radio. They'll be coming down, bringing their famous beer garden to the Cherry Hinton Festival. It's the first time they've done that.
Exactly, yes it is. So we're quite excited about that.
So you've also teamed up with the Cambridge Film Festival. You're going to be bringing a free pop-up cinema to the event.
Yes, yeah. Again, something I've not personally been involved in. But yes, that should be another key attraction for the week. So very much looking forward to that.
And the 27th Cambridge Scouts will be in charge of the duck race this year as well, Rebecca. A new format and games for you to enjoy. Duck race, does it mean, because that's down at, surely, would that be at the Cherry Hinton Brook?
Yes, it usually takes place down there. That's right, yes.
It's in a tub on site, unless it's the wind behind the back. There's not really very much that...
Yeah, it's down at the Giant's Grave, if people are familiar with Cherry Hinton. It's that piece of water that's on the crossroads with the Robin Hood and the High Street and Cherry Hinton Road. So there's a sort of a dip down into the what we call locally the Giant's Grave, and that's where they generally do the duck racing down there.
That's the name for it, because the I know it's where the spring comes out of the ground there, the water being caught and running down off Limekiln Hill.
That's right, yeah.
Bursts out as Cherry Hinton Brook, which eventually flows down to the River Cam, and forms the feed, if you like, for Cherry Hinton Hall, and the Snaky Path, which
that's
goes
right, yeah.
down eventually to Brook Road, see where that came from, down towards a certain supermarket, which is on Coldham's Lane.
Exactly, yes.
And also, you've got Cherry Hinton Local History Society hosting a history walk around the village. Always very interesting. It's going to be on one of the weekday evenings. And the 27th Cambridge Scouts will be in charge of that duck race, as we said. And if you want to have a look at a really brilliant picture online on the website. Go to cherryhintonfestival.org, and somebody's come up with a rather cheeky expression for one of the ducks, which is the cheery cherry duck.
Yes, there's always a little bit of duck decorating going on just before the duck race. So they sell the ducks at the event up at the church, and people get around and decorate their ducks and then race them the next day. So it's a fun event.
Rebecca, we've got a duck out of the interview, unfortunately, this morning, but do go along and give all these wonderful people that have been doing the work for this event for Cherry Hinton Festival.
Yes, please do come and support us. As I say, it's completely free to get in. You don't have to pay for any of the attractions. So all you'll need maybe is a little bit of money for food and if anyone wants to buy anything from the stalls. But other than that, there's no obligation to spend any money. So we want to make it completely accessible.
Having said that, please do spend some money with both all the traders and fill up the buckets as well that you'll find on site there. It sounds like a fantastic week ending, or culminating, should we say, in the wonderful Cherry Hinton Festival Day of the 22nd of September. Becky Hawker from the organising committee, thank you very much for coming in and joining. So we're going to be playing Huey Lewis, Back in Time, The Other Side of Travel.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for having me, Phil.